Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, senior producer for Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now, the latest headlines.
Many Americans are getting ready to travel for the July 4th holiday. Gas prices are falling, but still high. Gas is $4.85 a gallon this morning, says the AAA. Down 9 cents in a week, but up 24 cents in a month. FlightAware is reporting more delays and cancellations this morning as the airlines struggle with a shortage of pilots, among other things. Will he talk? A Trump-era White House lawyer is being subpoenaed by the House January 6th committee.
The subpoena was issued one day after former White House aide Cassidy Hutchinson testified that Cipollone warned against then-President Donald Trump going to the Capitol with thousands of his supporters.
We're going to get charged with every crime imaginable if we make that movement happen.
And do you remember which crimes Mr. Cipollone was concerned with?
In the days leading up to the 6th, we had conversations about potentially obstructing justice or defrauding the electoral count.
Cipollone gave the committee an informal interview on April 13th, but he has refused to provide on-the-record testimony. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Congresswoman Liz Cheney, a Republican on the January 6th committee, had a warning about Donald Trump last night when she spoke at the Reagan Library in California.
At this moment, we are confronting a domestic threat that we have never faced before. And that is a former president who is attempting to unravel the foundations of our constitutional republic.
A new AP poll finds that about half of Americans think former President Trump should be charged with a crime because of the attack on the U.S. Capitol. Amazon is limiting how many emergency contraceptives consumers can buy following the Supreme Court decision overruling Roe versus Wade. Senator Patrick Leahy of Vermont fell and broke his hip. He'll have surgery. He's 82 and expected to make a full recovery. This is AP News. Change is coming to the Supreme Court. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani with the latest on what's going on with the High Court.
The High Court will issue its final opinions this morning in cases involving the EPA and a Trump-era asylum program. The big news came last week with its rulings on guns and abortion. Stephen Breyer was in the three-justice minority both times, and he'll retire as the term ends today. Breyer will then help swear in his replacement and his one-time clerk, Ketanji Brown Jackson. She will become the High Court's first black female justice, and for the first time, four women will serve together on the nine-member court. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The most watched TV program last week was 60 Minutes, followed by America's Got Talent and the Stanley Cup Finals, Game 6. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Chuck Freeman. They went back and forth in a scoreless duel in New York. Two teams that had visions of playing in October, and the Houston Astros scored late to beat the New York Mets 2-0.
Justin Verlander was outstanding, earning his 10th win after his return from Tommy John surgery.
I definitely feel different. You know, some of my pitches haven't felt as sharp. Some of them have felt better. You know, I think my curveball this year has been really good. You know, I feel largely the same, but you know, the stuff seems to be playing a little bit different.
He tossed 8 innings, allowed 2 hits with 8 strikeouts. Mike Mancuso, New York.
While in the Bronx, the New York Yankees completed a 3-game sweep of the Oakland A's 5-3. Giancarlo Stanton hit a 3-run homer. His last 6 hits have been the long ball.
It's an interesting time right now where I'm not getting too many hits, but when I am, they're homers.
The LA Dodgers avoided a 3-game sweep with an 8-4 win at Colorado. Boston held on for a 6-5 win in extra innings in Toronto. Minnesota scored 3 in the 10th. Cleveland scored 4 to win 7-6. The game winner, a 2-run shot from Josh Naylor. Rowdy Tellez has hit 5 home runs since Sunday. He hit a pair in leading Milwaukee to a 5-3 win over Tampa.
Be more compact and not as, you know, aggressive in a swing has helped me make more contact and be able to keep everything in the middle of the field.
Miami got a 2-run blast from Avi Garcia in the 9th for a 4-3 comeback win at St. Louis. Atlanta down Philadelphia 4-1. Adam Duvall hit a 400-foot home run. The Braves now 21-5 in June.
Whoever we put in there right now is stepping up and doing the job, and
That's huge.
LA Angels over the Chicago White Sox. Pittsburgh beat Washington. Kansas City down Texas. San Diego over Arizona. Detroit won at San Francisco. Seattle beat Baltimore. And the Chicago Cubs beat Cincinnati. NBA, James Harden will opt out of $47.7 million from Philadelphia as the team reworks the deal in hopes of using money saved to help build the roster. Chuck Freeman, AP Sports.
Singer R. Kelly is devastated at being sentenced to 30 years in prison for racketeering and sex trafficking, according to his defense team. I'm Archie Zaraletta with the latest. R. Kelly's attorney, Jennifer Bonjean, says Kelly is essentially getting a life sentence since he's 55 years old. Kelly was convicted in New York last September. Bonjean says they are prepared to appeal.
For us, it's just the beginning of the fight, frankly.
U.S. Attorney Breon Peace says Kelly's victims have finally found justice.
R. Kelly is a predator. And as a result of our prosecution, he'll serve a long jail sentence for his crimes.
AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A new AP North poll shows a growing majority of Americans think the country is headed in the wrong direction. That includes 8 in 10 Democrats. 85% of those surveyed say the country is on the wrong track. 79% describe the economy as poor. The AP's Josh Boak reports it can't all be blamed on President Biden.
We took this poll as the Supreme Court released its decision about Roe versus Wade overturning national abortion protections. We've taken this poll as the January 6th committee hearings have taken place. We've seen the issues with gas at $5 a gallon, the war in Ukraine after Russia's invasion in February.
But the numbers could mean bad news for Democrats in November's midterm elections. The U.S. is ramping up military presence in Europe because of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The AP Sagar Magani has the story.
At a NATO summit in Spain, President Biden announced a significant boost for the long haul.
In Poland, we're going to establish a permanent headquarters in the U.S. 5th Army Corps.
The first permanent basing of U.S. forces on NATO's eastern edge. The president says he's also boosting rotational troop deployments to Romania and the Baltics, sending more fighter jet squadrons to the U.K., more air defenses and other capabilities to Germany and Italy. He calls it an unmistakable message to Moscow.
That NATO is strong, united.
The White House says the commitments mean the U.S. will keep some 100,000 troops in Europe for the foreseeable future. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
A special French court found 20 men guilty of involvement in the Islamic State terrorist attacks in Paris in 2015 that killed 130 people. A jury has been selected to determine if Nicholas Cruz gets the death penalty for killing 17 people at a high school in Parkland, Florida, 4 years ago. This is AP News. All 27 EU nations agreed on a draft resolution to cut greenhouse gases by at least 55% by 2030. Here's the AP's Karen Chamas.
The decision to introduce 100% reduction in CO2 emissions from cars by 2035 would prohibit any new cars powered by gas or diesel to be sold in any of the 27 EU countries. Environmentalists are calling the move historic, saying it breaks the hold of the oil industry over transport. European Commission Vice President Frans Timmermans says he doesn't care how carmakers do it as long as it's done.
What we want is zero emission cars. And what we want is to reach the climate neutrality target by 2050. And for that, we need to do a lot in transport and mobility. And we need to reduce strongly the emissions.
I'm Karen Chamas.
Sources tell the AP the FBI has opened a widening investigation into sex abuse in the Catholic Church in New Orleans. And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
You're listening to Hot Off the Wire. We'll return after a short break.
Two of Congress's staunchest conservatives repelled more centrist alternatives to lock up Republican nominations on Tuesday. In Colorado, one of former President Trump's most ardent supporters, Representative Lauren Boebert, won the nomination in the 3rd Congressional District, while election denier Tina Peters lost her bid to become the Republican nominee for Secretary of State to Pam Anderson. And a Republican who favors some abortion access, Joe O'Day, won the Senate primary against a far-right candidate. In Mississippi, a member of Congress who voted to overturn the 2020 election but supported a January 6th investigation won the Republican runoff in the 3rd Congressional District. Representative Michael Guest defeated pro-Trump challenger Michael Cassidy. In Illinois, far-right state senator Darren Bailey, who got a late endorsement from Trump, won the Republican nomination for governor. He faces Democratic incumbent governor J.D. Pritzker. Representative Mary Miller, a 2020 election denier who has spoken admiringly of Adolf Hitler, won her Republican primary. And Reverend Jesse Jackson's son, Jonathan, won a 17-candidate Democratic primary for an open congressional seat. In New York, Rudy Giuliani's son, Andrew, a former Trump White House aide, lost the Republican primary for governor to Representative Lee Zeldin. He will take on Governor Kathy Hochul, who won her Democratic primary. I'm Julie Walker.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is taking steps to respond to the deaths of dozens of migrants inside a sweltering tractor trailer. Abbott is setting up more checkpoints on highways,
targeting trucks like the one that was used where these people perished, to make sure that we will have a better capability of perhaps stopping future trucks like that.
The Republican governor says many of these deaths could have been prevented if President Biden fully funded the Border Patrol operation. He pointed out the truck passed through a border checkpoint.
It was unexpected because the Border Patrol does not have the resources to be able to inspect all of the trucks. And as a result, the Border Patrol did not have the capability of saving those lives.
The truck was registered in Texas, but had fake plates and logos. I'm Ed Donahue.
The government's estimate of first quarter economic growth has been revised again. I'm Ben Thomas with the latest numbers. It's another downgrade. The Commerce Department reports the economy shrank at a 1.6% annual pace from January through March. The original estimate had been 1.4%. But on its third and final estimate, the department said consumer spending, which accounts for about two-thirds of economic output, was substantially weaker than earlier calculated, growing at a 1.8% annual pace instead of 3.1. Still, the negative GDP number probably doesn't signal the start of a recession. Despite inflation running at 40-year highs and consumer confidence sinking, economists expect economic growth to resume. Ben Thomas, Washington.
A police spokesman in Virginia calls it a tragedy on so many levels. Police say an 18-month-old boy was accidentally left in a vehicle for hours and died on Tuesday. They say when his father found him, he carried the child inside his home and then went outside into the woods and shot and killed himself. Chesterfield County Police Lieutenant Colonel Christopher Hensley says police were in touch with the child's mother and relatives, who reported that the boy had not been dropped off at daycare and may be in danger. Police also learned that the boy's father was at his home talking about suicide. Responding officers found the body of the boy inside the home and the man dead in the woods behind the house, apparently having shot himself, say police. I'm Rita Foley.
U.S. health officials are reacting to a surprising and growing monkeypox outbreak. I'm Ben Thomas with details. U.S. health officials have expanded the group of people recommended to get vaccinated against the monkeypox virus, now included those who may realize on their own that they could have been infected. That includes men who have recently had sex with men at parties or in gatherings in cities where monkeypox cases have been identified. The White House says it's also working to provide more monkeypox vaccine and expand testing, among other steps aimed at getting ahead of the outbreak. Most monkeypox patients experience only fever, body aches, chills, and fatigue. People with more serious illness may develop a rash and lesions on the face and hands that can spread to other parts of the body. The disease is endemic in parts of Africa where people have been infected through bites from rodents or small animals. It does not usually spread easily among people. I'm Ben Thomas.
New York sues 10 ghost gun dealers selling parts online to people in the city and state where it's illegal. State Attorney General Letitia James says gun makers must be held accountable, especially in the wake of the Supreme Court striking down New York's concealed weapons law.
Prayers, words, just not enough. It requires action.
Mayor Eric Adams says the NYPD has seized 180 ghost guns so far this year alone.
These are dangerous weapons. We should not think these are just kits used for hobbyists. They're being used by murderers.
Adams says undercover investigators were able to make online purchases, and in the city and state, it's illegal to sell components that are needed to make untraceable guns. Julie Walker, New York.
New York's first legal marijuana crop is sprouting under the sun. New York gave 203 hemp growers first shot at cultivating marijuana destined for legal sales. Big indoor growers are expected to join later. Frank Papalizio is at Homestead Farms and Ranch near Albany.
We have about a half an acre here, and that'll be year one. Will be the max for me. And we'll see how it goes.
Consultants like Rich Morris monitor the plants.
Under 3 months and these will be ready. So it'll be midsummer. Makes the drying a lot easier. We don't have to worry about high humidity.
Papalizio says he knows there will be demand for legal marijuana. He invested in security.
We got motion detectors. We got, you got lighting that will go off. There's alarms.
Cannabis grown outdoors can often have lower THC than plants grown indoors under lights. I'm Ed Donahue.
Ferdinand Marcos Jr., the namesake son of an ousted dictator, has been sworn in as Philippine president. Protesters hold placards that read, "Never again to martial law" and "Reject Marcos Duterte." Activists and survivors of the martial law era say the political comeback has been pulled off by whitewashing his family's image. Marcos Jr.'s rise to power comes 36 years after an army-backed people power revolt booted his father from office. But in his inaugural speech, Marcos Jr. defended the legacy of his late father, who he said accomplished many things that were not done since the country's independence. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening.
Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.